This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's COVID data are hitting lows not seen during the pandemic. The testing positivity rate is below 4% for the first time since March of 2020. State Health Department Director Jill Hunsaker-Ryan says the state is in a really good place with low transmission and high immunity from infection or vaccination.
We've had so many successes and are fully prepared for whatever the future holds with the virus.
The first reported case of coronavirus in Colorado was exactly 2 years ago tomorrow, on March 5th, 2020. Colorado's Unemployment Fraud Task Force has referred 17 criminal cases for prosecution in its first year of existence. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
According to the state attorney general's office, the fraudulent unemployment claims cost Colorado more than $300,000. Most of the cases involved people accused of misrepresenting their wages or submitting multiple claims under different identities. The Colorado Labor Department says it expects cases to rise as it wraps up its longer investigations. The state auditor says the state may have lost up to $73 million to unemployment fraud from March 2020 through April 2021. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
The application period for big game licenses opened this week. Hunters must purchase any qualifying licenses before applying to enter big game drawings. 61 in Denver, 41 in Vail. This is CPR News.